Hello, everyone. Welcome to White Rabbit Presents and People Show. This is podcast number 4, and this is our second of our Edinburgh specials. I'm so sorry we haven't done any more. We've been a bit busy within the show and trying to publicise the show, but this is the kind of end of the second week of Edinburgh, and we just won Herald Archangel Award yesterday, a very posh ceremony at the Royal Bank of Scotland.
And sponsored by the Bank of Scotland.
Yeah.
Solid gold there.
I was very pleased with that, weren't we? Yeah.
We were.
We had some nice photographs that we can see, but it was a big award, and we were really honoured by the Herald to be given it.
Absolutely, yeah. And we were treated with great respect all round.
We were.
We were.
Which is very nice, isn't
it? Yeah, it makes a change.
I'm joined here by Mark Long, and it's me, and we're going to just chat about our show, The Detective Show, and about how that was made. We made the show a couple of years ago, and that process of making it and what we went through to get where we are now, and the run at the assembly rooms. Now, The Detective Show, Mark, how is it different from a normal people show, do you think,
process? It is incredibly different from the normal process. The normal process being one of 4 or 5 weeks of devising the group getting together, sometimes with a parameter before we meet, sometimes with no parameter before we meet. And the show is devised, and I don't think there's ever been a people show where there is an actual text that you could actually read it like a play.
Yeah.
This is the first exception to that rule, really.
And normally, say a normal people show, how would you say a normal people show would start? I know every one of them is different.
Every one of them is different, but usually there is the group come into the space day one, and we don't know what the show is going to be. We might have agreed on a parameter. For example, it might be that there's a poster of George Kahn because of some guy in Italy, paper artist, drew a beautiful picture of him, and so we've said we're going to do a show called The George Kahn Show. We would start from there. Example, or it might be that we've decided we want to build one of Van Gogh's bridges, and that is going to be the set, and we will work the show from there.
That's a good idea for a show.
Oh yeah, it was a beautiful show. The bridge show did it at the Royal Court downstairs. It was very, very successful, and it was just this massive wooden bridge based on those Van Gogh drawings.
Yeah,
bridges, you know, beautiful. And in order to build it, actually, we had a studio at that time in Smithfield, beautiful attic studio, and as ever, we didn't really have a lot of money, and we realised this was going to require a huge amount of wood, massive timbers, you know, 15 high, 6x4 timbers, and we just pulled down, one night, 2 o'clock in the morning, we just pulled down 3 huge billboard poster things next door, and got this massive, all this timber out, and then it was just left, this bare car park. No frontage the next morning.
Wow.
They never knew. It was brilliant. So anyway, but yes, there's always a starting point, isn't there?
Yeah, it's always very different, isn't it? But this one was very different, as in we had a very limited rehearsal period before we premiered it at Manchester, didn't we?
1 week.
1 week.
And we knew that 1 week would never be enough time to devise and rehearse a show, however brilliant we may be.
From scratch.
Absolutely.
And so we had some meetings beforehand, didn't we? I can't remember, it was a couple of months beforehand, and we first of all chatted about, because we knew we wanted to make something that had a bit of a selling point, so rather than just saying this show's about trousers or something, we knew let's make this show about someone. So
that everybody recognised.
Yes. So we came up with a list, didn't we?
Yes, a list of people. But I think even before that, we decided that whatever happened, we would have to go into the first week of rehearsal with a script. And that was the big difference between us and usual. We have done previous shows based on known people, for example. You know, I mean, Charlie Parker, Chet Baker, and there are others. But this, yes, we knew we had to have a script.
Yeah. And then we had this list of
people,
didn't we? And
shortcuts.
And I think we all had our own ones. I think Agatha Christie was on all three, wasn't she?
She was. Interesting, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All three gave out Agatha. Well, I'm not sure if Sadie gave out Agatha. I know both you and I put Agatha on. And you put on Hedy Lamarr.
Hedy Lamarr, that's right, yeah. And we really liked, and it was down between the end, Hedy Lamarr and Agatha Christie.
That's right.
And Hedy Lamarr does feature in the show, we won't spoil it. No. You see it,
but we did decide on Agatha.
Yeah. And we liked the idea of the detective drama, didn't we?
Exactly.
And that's where that
whole game to be played there.
Yeah. And then we got together and we wrote bits of the script, didn't we? Exactly. And
well, in fact, you kicked it off, Gareth. Gareth wrote the first two scenes in a cell. We called the rendition scene. So Gareth, you wrote those, and it kicked me off.
Yeah, and then you wrote massive chunks, and we came with the whole script at the start of rehearsal, didn't we?
We did. It was a terrific process. Now, I've never done that before. I mean, I've written a lot of film scripts, but only by myself. I've never written a whole script as opposed to devised with anybody else. And I was amazed at how straightforward, might be the wrong word, but it was enjoyable, and it definitely moved along creatively in a very positive way.
Yeah, yeah. And it's another big interesting thing about this show as well, I think, is because of budgetary reasons, we knew we couldn't have a big set. But we did decide, you know, rather than sometimes you do that, we made a really big choice. It's a set that we could travel around in a couple of suitcases.
On a train. That was it.
None of us drive out of the cars.
Yeah, and that was great. I loved that. A whole cast, and none of us could drive.
None of us could drive.
Brilliant.
And we wanted to keep the cost down, so we wanted to do a show. And also, we said we wanted to do a show that we could do in a theatre, or we could do in a cafe, didn't we?
Yeah.
And actually, we haven't really done that much, have we, at all?
No.
We've done it in theatres.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we are, lugging around huge sets, trying to squeeze them into cafes and libraries.
Yeah.
Now we've got a show that will and we don't.
We don't, yeah.
No.
And so the set is, you know, the set is really minimal. And the set is things that we can actually get from the venue itself, like sort of table and chairs. And then we bring up basically our props, don't we, and a bucket.
Props and costumes.
Props and costumes, yeah. And then the venue operate it. Which is, we're not doing that here. We've got Sarah, who's our producer, but who's operating the show for us. But generally, in every venue, they operate the show. And it's a very simple setup.
No sound cues. No light cues.
No. And all the sound's done on my laptop. So
how many cues?
I think it's about eight. So it's really, really simple. And it's quite refreshing, isn't it? It's something quite nice. Do you remember that first time we had to do the get out?
I know. That was the first get out we did. We were in Manchester. And this certainly has never, ever happened. But after the last night, I think about less than half an hour after coming down after last night, we found ourselves with our two suitcases all packed in the pub next door to the Manchester Royal Exchange. And we just all laughed. It was so funny. And it was so unbelievable show-like. It was brilliant, actually. We were very pleased with ourselves on that, I think.
Yeah.
And yes. And I think the other thing here, which was unusual, was because it was only a week, we appointed Jessica as director right from the beginning.
Yeah.
And we did what she told us to do.
Yeah.
But we also knew that there wouldn't be a lot of time for discussion and us being able to step outside of the show. So that was another one. We had Jessica as director from day one.
Yeah. And that was very nice.
That was good.
I mean, it's really important that we had someone like Jessica doing the directing. Than anyone else.
No, it couldn't have had an outsider.
She knows how to work with us and people show them workout scenes. And then, how's this Edinburgh been now for you? It's a very knackering process, Edinburgh.
It's very exhausting. It's incredibly competitive. And I must admit, after the second week, I thought that the word of mouth would do us more favours than it has done, because we couldn't afford any publicity of any sort. All these people around us have got huge posters, they've got millions of pamphleteers out there, the support they have, the money they spend on PR. And Glynis Henderson said to me before, when I rang her, she said, "Mark, you're going to need money for PR." And I thought, well, we'll just trust the word of mouth. Because the word of mouth on the show had always been so good.
And the last week we've had really, really strong reviews from the Herald, the Times, Fringe Review. We just had another one today, 4-star. It's all 4 stars. We had one from another website review thing that I've forgotten there. I should give them a plug. I think it's called Fringe For You. And that's a very strong one. And we won the Herald.
And these are all 4-star reviews.
Yeah, lots of it. But yet that audience is still elusive to us, so we've got to get them in there. But it's a beast this time, isn't it?
It is. It could get you down.
Yeah.
Because the show itself, I think, is in top shape.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the first time we've had a real run at it. It's just getting better every night. There's more levels being discovered. And, which reminded me, I don't know what you think, Gareth, but actually I still think the best review we've had for this show was The Guardian, the very first time we ever did it. And it wasn't a very good night. But what I liked about that review, and these reviews haven't picked up, is that they got that there was a much darker piece here as well. And the reviews we've been picking up have really been picking up on the humour and the cleverness and the how well it's done. But they haven't picked up on that.
No, I know.
And I liked that they got that.
Yeah.
Because it is there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's, you know, and also we read a review today which is said about the Christie was trying to work out the whodunit stuff and was enjoying that. But right. It isn't, you know, this show isn't. We have this level of this great complicated story of like a whodunit, a detective solving this certain crime that takes them all over the place and different back to the 1930s. Yeah. Into the, but there was another level under this show that we made, which was about these three performers trying to put on this show, which is a very, can be very funny, but very, there's a darker element to that.
But also I think there's a nice darkness to the relationship between you and Fiona Sadie within the detective story.
Yes.
Yeah. I think there's a lovely running truth in that relationship.
And just to mention, there were remarks about Sadie then. Sadie Cook was the original deviser of the show. And Fiona took over when Sadie couldn't do it because she had a baby.
She did.
And Sadie actually got a mention in one of the reviews, which is an amazing right. thing to actually get a mention in a review and you haven't been in the show for 2 years. Yeah. They said, who is the mysterious Sadie Cook in the programme? That's a real mystery. Where did she go?
Well picked up.
Yeah, very good. Okay, well, we're going to leave it here for now. I think
absolutely.
That's it. Have a nice short one, and maybe we'll try to get another one done this week.
Well, I would like to do one about, you know, fitness.
That's right. So we're going to do one this week.
We get Fiona for that.
Fiona, we're talking about fitness and performance.
Exactly, fitness and performance.
Yeah, and have a chat about that. And look, still come see the show. We're on at the Assembly, George Square, and it's at 7:30 in, I think, venue 2 or 3. We'll never know. But actually, just go to George Square and you'll find it there. Yeah. And 7:30, it's a great show for an hour. We're on now till the 27th, so it's about 2 weeks and a couple of days left. And come and see the show, tell everyone about it if you do come as well. And you can get hold of me on www.thewhiterabbit.org.uk, or you can go onto the People Show website, peopleshow.co.uk, and leave an email there to both of us. And any questions or anything you want to talk about in further podcast. And thank you very much, Mark.
And, it's a pleasure, guys.
And we'll see you later on. From the award-winning People Show Company, we're signing off. Bye-bye.